You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, it's Kim Commando today, your daily podcast to keep you up to date with all things digital and beyond. And I'd love to have you be a part of our podcast. You can make an appointment to speak with me. Just head over to commando.com, and on the top right, there's a button that says email Kim. Fill that out, and that's it. I'm going to start by asking you a question. What is faster, a carrier pigeon or Wi-Fi? Just think about it. I mean, which one would be faster? I'm going to give you the answer in just a few minutes, and no cheating, okay? I can see it in your eyes if you're looking this up on Google, but let me give you a few hints. Wi-Fi, depending on the signal strength, can transmit data at the speed of light at about 187,000 miles per second. Now, we've got carrier pigeons. They're like ancient Wi-Fi, right? They hit an average of 40 miles per hour. They can race up to 400 miles. In ancient Greece, little fun fact for you, pigeons were actually used to spread the news of the Olympics. 600 also served in France during World War I. So what's faster, pigeons or Wi-Fi? Make your best guess. And if you're watching the Kim Commando Show on the webcast and our interactive chat room's open, I want you to make your best guess right now in the chat room. And let's see who's going to be right. And on that happy note, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Kim Commando, America's digital goddess, here with you. It's the biggest show. It's the most trusted show. And you're about ready to get more tech smarts because, well, every single thing is now a tech thing. And if you're tuning in for the first time, a warm welcome to you. And if you're a regular, glad to see you back. And you can find my show streaming across 425 different stations here in the United States. And you can also find us as a podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Commando with a K. And a special shout out goes to all of our listeners in the American Forces Network Radio, serving more than 375,000 American servicemen and women in the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marine Corps, the Coast Guard, and the Space Force in 175 different countries. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. I'm sure you have at least, I don't know, one or two questions about something digital. And I need two things from you, just two things. Number one is I want you to tell one person about the Kim Commando Show and podcast, just one person. And number two is I want to hear from you. Give me some feedback. Tell me what you want to hear more of. Head over to commando.com and hit that link that says email Kim. It's my labor of love. Every single day, I go to at least 35, sometimes 40 different websites to make sure that we are both up to date on all things digital. Here are the top five things you need to know right now. And I first heard the phrase, I don't know, probably 15 years ago. I'm talking about cutting the cable, right? And today we're still cutting, but it doesn't seem like we're saving money anymore, right? Well, first of all, nobody really cuts the cable because you still need the internet cable to get your streaming services. Now, most streaming services cost twice as much as they did when they first hit the market. Oh, yeah, I know. ESPN Plus has jacked up its price by a whopping 120% since it launched 5 years ago. Apple TV raised its monthly rate from $7 to $10. Disney Plus, Hulu, Netflix, they have all raised their prices within the last 5 weeks. So to get all of the top movies and programs, you're going to pay more for streaming than you ever did with cable. So here's what you need to do. Get down on your kitchen counter and start figuring out how much you're paying per month. And you may find that calling up your cable company is actually cheaper than what you're paying in streaming, but you may not get all the shows that you've come to love from the streaming services. But you can also check out free things like Canopy, that's with a K. That's where you can get a lot of films with your library card. Popcorn gives you free mainstream movies in exchange for ads. And by the way, we have a whole list of these over at commando.com. Just type in free streaming in the search box and it'll pop right up for you. Number two is something that really shocked me. It's a number 100%. A study from the National Association of Realtors finds that 100% of people shop for homes online. Wow, 100%. So now the question is, why do we need a real estate agent or broker? Okay, and why are we paying these broker fees? They hang around 5 to 6% of your home's selling price. And if you do the math, the house is $500,000, $25,000, $30,000 right out the door for commissions. With online listings, you can do a lot of this yourselves. Over half of recent buyers found their homes online. They looked at all the photos, the videos, the tax histories. No middleman, no extra fees. Now, I know a lot of folks are listening right now saying, Kim, I'm a real estate agent. I provide a valuable service. I'm predicting that we are going to see a reduction in real estate commissions coming down in 2024 in a big way. Because let's just face it. Here's what happens. We go online, we find a house, we call the realtor and say, we want to go look at this house. Or we go to the Zillow.com, wherever it is, and then we fill out a form and says, I want to go look at this house. Not a lot of homework, but where the real estate agent and broker, where they do come in handy is the negotiations, right? If they're a good negotiator, if they're working for you, you can save some money. But I don't think the days of 5% and 6%, they're going to be here forever, or much longer rather. Moving in for number three, watching videos in the car. That's right. More people are watching videos on their phones while driving. And guess what? It's perfectly legal. In Kentucky, for example, you can legally watch YouTube or any video while you're driving. The law there says, though, you can't text and drive. But it doesn't say anything about streaming videos or scrolling through Instagram. A study by the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety just found out that 25% of drivers, that's 1 in 4, admitted to watching videos or movies while driving in the last month. 15% say, I do this all the time. Okay. Now, in most states, there are laws where you can't have screens in your line of sight while you're driving, but the laws are vague. States like New York and New Jersey, they're talking about TV broadcasts, not stuff like TikTok videos or FaceTime or internet videos or whatever it may be. So texting is a no-go by law, but the gray zone is this video streaming. Talk about distracted driving. Just don't watch the videos, okay? Moving in for number four, payment apps are a prime target for crooks. We're talking about these peer-to-peer payment apps. If you've ever used Zelle, which is owned by JP Morgan, Chase, Bank of America, and other banks, were a victim of a scam, too bad, right? The bank says, not my problem. They say you authorized the payment. In 2021 alone, listen to this number, Zelle users lost $440 million in fraud. So this week, over 2,000 banks finally handing out refunds to Zelle fraud victims under government pressure, of course. So if you lost any money with Zelle in the past, now's the time for you to file that report and maybe you can get that money back. And finally, this coming at number five. Are we dating the same guy? Okay, you're talking to this really handsome guy online and you decide to go on a date, but how do you know he's not dating other people? Maybe he's already married. So welcome to Facebook. We have groups for that. Are we dating the same guy? There are over 120 such Facebook groups around the country where women are sharing red flags with the guys that they're going out with. They post about these guys' secrets, or maybe they're married or they have a sketchy past. And it started in places like New York City. But get this. St. Louis group, 50,000 members. Phoenix, 32,000 members. Now, there are a few rules. No telling the guys that they're being posted about. You can't. You can only share a photo, rather, in a first name. Okay, what a world. Let me tell you something. If you've got a post in a Facebook group, whether or not this guy is shady or not, PSA, you should not be going out with him. All right, the answer to that question, the pigeon or Wi-Fi? As it turns out, with a tailwind, these speedy birds have been clocked at speeds up to 110 miles per hour, and they can travel 1,000 miles. And in parts of rural America, where internet speeds are just slow, a pigeon might be your best bet. So there's a little fun fact story you can share around the holidays with your friends. People go look at you and go, you are so smart. And then that's when you can go, I listen to Kim Komando. That's why.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com. Save big money at Menards.
All right, I have a special treat in store for you. Have you ever faced a moment that completely changed your life, the direction of where you're going? Well, that's what happened to Billy Smith, and he's joining us today because back in 2020, wow, After a heart attack and a triple bypass surgery, he found himself at a major crossroad. He could hardly walk, but he made a big decision. He wanted to become, of all things, a marathon runner. So Billy got himself an Apple Watch, and guess what? His life has totally transformed. And if you want to get back into shape, you have to listen to this. Billy, first of all, congratulations on turning your life around. That's amazing.
Yeah, thank you.
So take us back to the start, though. What sort of health issues were you having prior to the heart attack?
Oh, goodness. Yeah, I was just very sedentary lifestyle. I had type 2 diabetes. My cholesterol was ridiculous. Triglycerides were unreadable. Going back to the diabetes, it was like A1C was 10.5. The weight was out of control. I just didn't have a lot of... I had zero exercise. I mean, watched a lot of TV. that's kind of what I had going on.
Well, you know, sometimes when you're not feeling well and you're overweight, it's hard to get motivated to get off the couch because it's not the easiest thing to do.
No, definitely not. No, I didn't have, I felt tired all the time. I mean, that's what my kids are like, Dad, you always say you're tired. And I'm like, and I wasn't doing anything to be tired other than just overeating and not exercising.
So what happened inside of you that said, okay, I need to get my butt off the couch and I need to at least start walking a block, at least something.
Right. No. So after, literally I was still in the critical care unit of the heart hospital, and I have no idea why to this day, but I decided, hey, I'm going to run a 5K. That's what I started with. I'm going to run a 5K. And I Google 5K after CABG, the type of surgery I had. And I found this guy and kind of just followed his story a little bit. And I was like, man, I'm going to do that. Meanwhile, I couldn't get out of the bed and walk 5 feet. So I would walk around the house. I walked to the mailbox one day, and then I eventually decided, hey, I'm going to try to make it around the block. And then we'd do 2 blocks, me and the whole family. And then I kind of just kept walking.
So you did the 5K. How many months after surgery?
So the surgery was March 4th, 2020. I ran the 5K in October of that year. So it went by pretty fast.
You know what? That's impressive. Seriously.
Yeah.
That you went from zero to a 5K. Because, I ran this morning. I've been a runner for many, many years. I've done marathons, and they're not easy. They're tough. Anybody who says they're just skating through, they're lying to you. How are you using the Apple Watch?
So yeah, the Apple Watch. That's when I first bought it, it was really just I'm going to watch my heart rate. So now I used it to. I ended up loading a couch to 5K thing was how I first got started, and my watch would tell me when to run and when to walk. And I like the sleep data now. I can see how long I slept and how, the REM sleep, deep sleep, all the, just the crazy data that it will give you.
And then what about your weight and your other vitals, your cholesterol and triglycerides and things like that?
Yeah. Yeah. I just had a report just 2-3 weeks ago that I haven't taken diabetic medication in probably over 2 years now after the exercise and things, but triglycerides, cholesterol, everything is where it's supposed to be. Everything's in range. A1C is in a 5 where it should be. Everything looks good. The good cholesterol could be a little better. We're going to work on that. So
it's the Mediterranean diet. That's all.
I'm a foodie. That's the thing. And so living in Oklahoma, we like our chicken fried steaks. And so I got to limit that stuff. And I never really cut everything out of my diet. However, I lower plate size and what I'm actually, I did eat less fried foods and got rid of, some of the sugars at the time. And the more you run, the more sugar you can have, by the way. So anyway.
Yeah, which is true. I'm totally there. What advice would you give someone who may be facing a similar health crisis, or they're starting their journey of change and maybe even saying, January 1st, I'm going to start?
Yeah, I'd say start tomorrow. Like, don't wait. January 1st, yeah, great. those come and go really quick. Get off the couch and go tomorrow. Go walk around the block. Go walk for 20 minutes. Do that. I mean, the watch helped me, you know, motivate me and kept me going and wanted to compete with friends. But ultimately, I just had to get up and do the work on my own and get after it.
So have you set any goals like you want to do, like the marathon in San Diego or New York or someplace like that?
Come January, we ran a lot of half marathons at the end of this year, September, October, November, and we have another one in December. But in January, we're going to turn around and start full marathon training again to run Oklahoma City Memorial Marathon in April. I just know that I can do better than I did last time, so that's the goal, is to just do better.
Well, you know what, Billy? I have a feeling you're going to do it, okay? I know you're going to do it because, you know, what you've done over the last, you know, what, 3.5 years is really right. Nothing short of phenomenal. I mean, 100%. And I'm very proud of you. And I'm so glad that you decided to come on and tell us your story, because I know that you've helped more than a handful of people, more than 2 dozen people who are listening right now saying, you know what, I got to get my butt off the couch too. You know, you just get out there. And like you said, you know what, start small. Go to the mailbox. Yeah. Go around the block. You know
exactly.
You know,
no, it's a great feeling too. Once you turn that around, I mean, you don't mind parking a little further away from at the grocery store. That's a good way to get exercise too. Park further away. Don't wait for that closer spot or whatever. You know.
But, yeah. You know, you take the steps instead of taking the elevator. You know. You think where you can walk. You know, I'm a big walker and runner. I probably am logging 25, 30 miles a week. And it's really great for your mind, too, folks. So if you are sitting on the couch, you're saying, I can't do this. You know what? I'm saying that you can, and just get out there and get started. Billy, thanks for joining us. If you're going to be traveling between now and the end of the year, I want to make sure that you get your official airlines app, because here's the deal. Not only do you get automatic notifications about gate changes and delays and all that other bad stuff, but there are now ways that they can track your luggage. Yes, that's right. They're going to actually be tracking their luggage. Now, should you be using the app to track your luggage? Sure, why not? It's absolutely free. But I would also throw in an Apple AirTag or a Tile Tracker, if you're on Team Android, by the way, just in case they lose the tracking within the app or anything like that. Again, an Apple AirTag if you're on the Apple ecosystem, or if you're on Team Android, you want to get a Tile Tracker.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com. Save big money at Menards.
Let's talk about bad Wi-Fi. You're on a video call, but the Wi-Fi coverage is garbage in your house. The video freezes and lags. Oh, man, I just hate when that happens. You've done everything, but your Wi-Fi is still slow as molasses, and it just keeps disconnecting. So what can you try? I want you to try to change the channel on your router. See, wireless routers broadcast their signal on different channels, and sometimes other devices nearby can interfere with that signal. And that will cause you to drop a connection, or for the speeds just to slow down to a halt. So by changing the channel, you can sometimes find, not all the time, but sometimes find a less crowded frequency that will give you a better signal. So to do this, you log into your router, you head into the settings menu. You're going to find the wireless channel option, then just choose a different channel and save it. And then test your Wi-Fi to see if it has improved. But if it doesn't work, you may need to upgrade your router, or I know you get a Wi-Fi extender. But if your home is bigger than, say, 2,000 feet, that's when you really want to start looking at a mesh system. And if you need help deciding which mesh system to get, head over to commando.com and take the router quiz. Again, commando.com, and we have a router quiz. Bill in Louisville, Kentucky. Hi there, Bill.
Well, my wife recently tried to get through this without crying here for you. But my wife recently died, passed away about three weeks ago tomorrow.
I'm sorry.
We've been married for 44 years. So
That's got to be a complete nightmare for you.
It's been rough, but I know I've always listened to my wife and my grandkids would always talk to the Google Assist things that we have, and they would carry on conversations and things with it and ask questions and jokes. I was wondering, with all the AI information things going on, is there any way for me to put my wife's voice on the Google Assist or on my Waze apps or my GPS apps?
You know, Waze does. You can have some custom voice directions. It depends how much of your voice. So what we're going to have to do is get a sampling of your wife's voice. The longer, the better. And then we duplicate her voice. And then you could use her voice as the navigation prompts. But you'd actually have to type out what the navigation prompts would say and then put them into Waze. So you'd use a program like Overdub and feed in as much audio that you can of your wife. And then you'd be able to type out what you'd like her to say, the AI version of her, obviously, the AI voice. And then you could have it as a custom voice directions in Waze and other things. But can I talk to you? Can we get off the tech train for just a sec?
Sure.
Okay. You know, I don't know if this is a healthy thing to do.
Well, I call her phone every night and talk to her so I can hear her voice on the voicemail. So
which is, you know what, and I think that's wonderful, and I really do. But I'm not going to get all religious with you, but there's a phrase in the Psalms that says, I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Okay. Do you notice what it says, Bill? You know what it says? It doesn't say that you can walk around it. It doesn't say you're going to jump over it. You know, you walk through the valley of the shadow of death. You have to go through it. And my concern is that we're going to duplicate her voice, we're going to clone her voice, and then we're going to put her in ways so she can get directions. And, you know, and I think it's fabulous that you have voice recordings and messages of your wife, and you can play them whenever you want to hear her voice, which is just wonderful. You could set a recording of her voice as a ringtone, an alarm, a notification sound. You could get a digital photo frame where you could pair pictures of her with her voice recordings. And I would prefer, I think that would be healthier than trying to replicate her voice so you could have a full conversation with her. And I know that it hurts. I mean, we've all lost people. I have not, thank God, lost somebody who I was married to and built a life with for 44 years. And I can't imagine that pain that you're going through. And hearing her voice probably does seem very comforting. But, but there's going to be a point where that's delaying you from, I would believe, and I'm not a psychologist, from healing and going to the next step, the next level. It may be holding you back from enjoying what life that you have left with your children and your grandchildren, because everything is now in the past. She would not want you to do that, would she?
No. Maybe the picture frame thing would be better.
I think the picture frame is something that would be nice. And then, you know, the other thing too, you could do, Bill?
Yes.
You could share this frame with everybody in the family, and you could tell them, you know what, I'd like you to send some pictures of Nana. And if you have any audio, send that too. And so that every time you walk by, you see a new picture of her. And if there's some audio, you might hear her. And you can, you know, a couple of times it might hurt, but the next time it will be comforting. And you'll be like, wow, you know what? I'm going to be with her soon. I know it. I know I'm going to be with her soon. You know that, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Then have faith. And let's get a digital photo frame. There's one by the name of Aura, A-U-R-A.
Okay.
I'll send you out a link to the one that I like. And
thank you.
And what, again, what I like about this is that you can have everybody in the family send their photos, send their audio recordings. And so you have this wonderful place when you want to sit with your wife and reminisce over old times or look at a photo and remember how and what was going on at that particular time in your lives. And if there's anything that I can further help you with, Bill, I'm always here for you. I am. And just feel free to reach out, okay? And thanks for your call. Ooh, what a phone call. All right, let's switch gears. All right, this is really interesting. A UK-based consumer research group by the name of Which, they compared the average prices of thousands of hotels with 300,000 Airbnb and Vrbo listings. They also looked at 50 locations. Oh my gosh. What did they find? What was the bottom line? On average, hotels were less expensive 75% of the time. Wow. But a lot of this depends on where you're going. In Amsterdam, the hotel was actually $83 higher. Singapore, $75 higher. Dubai, $70 higher. San Francisco, $44 higher. So what can you do to get the best deal on a hotel? Okay, you can actually show up at the hotel after 4 p.m. because that's when the hotels know that, you know, we better book this room quick or nobody's going to get here. I always ask for a free upgrade, whether it's a room or breakfast. I always also ask which room gets requested the most, which room is not by an elevator. And sometimes, let me tell you, just sometimes if I'm going to be staying there for a long time, say 5 days or more, I'll actually slip the person there who's checking me in $20. Hey, every single time I get a really, really good room. Really, really good room. That little $20, it does help.
Grand Canyon University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
All right, Barbara in Orlando, Florida.
First, I want to tell you, I have been a fan forever. And you have helped me with so many things throughout my life that, you know, you wouldn't believe it. But I'm first in getting the updates from Apple because of you.
Oh, awesome.
So I get them the day that they're issued.
Excellent.
So what I have a question about is I'm in a very small community. It's 71 homes. Mm-hmm. And we just had our last annual meeting, and the subject came up about some type of way that everybody can get on like a bulletin board type thing and share information about the community if there's a problem or, you know, something that needs to be handled. And we talked about things like Google, which not everybody has Gmail. I'm one of them. And we talked about Teams, but we felt like that might not be the right way. And Zoom, I don't know a thing about Zoom because I'm retired, so I have been working with that type of programs.
Yeah, but you don't need that. That's overkill. Okay, is to set up Zoom calls every time somebody wants to talk. You know, maybe set up quarterly Zoom call updates, but that's just basically video calls. Super easy to use, not a big deal. What you're looking for is a communication between the 71 homeowners, right?
Right. Well, there's some that are actually absent owners. They are people that own it.
But we're still like looking at 71 folks.
Right.
Okay. All right. So we have 71 people that want to be able to say yay or nay or voice their opinion on whether or not John needs to move his tree or Sally put her satellite dish in the view of Bobby's, flamingos there in Orlando. I mean, you know, listen, I've been part of an HOA. I have. And I swear I'd never do it again, but that's okay. That's all right. Okay. So you got a couple of options. One is Facebook groups. Okay. Everybody can have a Facebook account. And so you set up a private group on Facebook, and then people have to go onto Facebook and they have to say that they want to be part of the group, and then you approve them or whoever's in charge of them. And in this Facebook group, is that that's where you can put things that are going on, updates, communication, you know, when the road's getting paved, the mail lady was going on vacation, kids are too loud on Sundays at 3 p.m. and why are you playing ball on the grass? Okay.
Right.
That's a personal experience of mine, is that I was playing ball on the grass with my son and and I got a notification and the next day that said I was too loud on the grass with my son playing ball.
Oh my gosh. No, we're not that strict.
I know. I saw all the rules and I said, why don't you just put like a rule? It's like no fun zone. This is the no fun zone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So anyway, so with Facebook groups, you have that. So that would be my first choice. Second choice is you look at an app and a website called Nextdoor. Nextdoor, just like it sounds. This allows folks in the same area, again, to share news, discuss community member matters, again, available via the web or as an app. But I think, you know, with everybody being on Facebook, that would probably be the easiest way. And so what you're going to do is set up a private Facebook group, and then people will have to go to this group, and then the admin says yes or no. And then you have this cohesive thing that nobody on the internet else can see unless they're in that group. And it really does help because, again, Facebook is out there. And I know a lot of people don't like Facebook, but let's just face it, no pun intended, is that it's really easy to set up these type of things on a Facebook group. And, Barb, you need any help afterwards, I'm always here for you. Let's see. John in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Well, you know, it used to be you get a lot of emails, and I've learned how to control those. But I'm getting more and more text messages, political mostly. Today I got one from an insurance company that wanted me to get a flu shot, and I chose no, and then they wanted to know why, and then I told them, and then they wanted to say thanks. Is there something out there other than texting stop on each one to just control how many I'm going to get or which ones?
So you mean that do not call register from the government is not working for you? Oh, my gosh. I know. It doesn't work for anybody. Okay. All the spam and the text is still comes through. And in case any of our listeners are saying, like, what was that? Is that you can just go over to donotcall.gov and put your phone number on the list. But it's not going to stop anything. They can still get through. What kind of phone do you have?
An iPhone.
So on your iPhone, 13. under settings and messages, is you can go, it, right now there's message filtering, and you can enable filter unknown senders. And then that's going to go into a special folder under your text messages. Now, if you're on Team Android, just for all of our listeners, it varies by make and model, but typically it's going to be in the message app settings. Now, if that does not work for you, John, inside the whole filter unknown senders, is that there are certainly third-party apps that you can get from your cell phone provider. Take a look at that, because all of them are now providing free apps that will limit the spam text from getting through, as well as the spam phone calls. And then you can also take a look at some third-party programs like Truecaller, or RoboKiller, I think is another one. Another one's called Hiya. We have a lot of information about this over on the website. Now, one of the things that you can do is when you start getting all these spam text messages, and keep in mind, If it's political, there's some fine lines there that let the politicians get through. Isn't that a coinky-dinky? But anyway, you can report your spam text to your carrier by forwarding the message to spam, which is 7726 on your phone. So if you get a spam text message, you want to report it to your carrier, just go ahead and forward that. Again, that number is 7726, which spells out spam. If you need more information about these third-party programs, as well as any type of apps that your particular carrier may have, just head over to the website, commando.com, and search for, say, killing spam texts or spam text messages. And I'm sure a tip or two is going to pop right up for you, free for the taking. And John, thank you for your call. Spam text messages, so annoying, right? All right, your web browser does let you surf in secret. It's called incognito mode in Chrome. Safari, Firefox, private browsing, and Edge, it's called private. You know, everything looks and works the same with just a few exceptions. It's not going to save your history, your cookies, or anything that you type into forms. Whatever you look for is wiped off your system as soon as you close the browser. And it keeps all those autofill suggestions clean. Any website that you visit, well, poof, they'll just vanish. But don't think for a moment that these incognito private modes are 100% private. Your ISP still sees everything. If you're doing this at work, they know everything that's going on. I mean, so it's not really private, but it is kind of almost semi-private. Hey, thanks for joining me. Thanks for being here. Really appreciate it. You can find me 24/7 at commando.com.
This program is a copyrighted production of Westar Multimedia Entertainment and protected by the copyright laws. Any rebroadcast or use of this program for commercial, business, economic, or financial purposes without the written permission of Westar Multimedia Entertainment is strictly prohibited.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.